Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. On today's Electronic Jazz, the focus is on guitarist Norman Brown. Born in Shreveport, Louisiana in 1970, Buddy grew up in Kansas City, Kansas. Wes Montgomery's playing inspired Brown to play jazz. He attended the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, California, and after graduation, joined the staff for 14 years. He recorded his debut album in 1992 and has released over 10 since then. In 2002, Brown co-founded the band BWB with Kirk Whalum and Rick Braun. Here's Norman Brown on Stormin' from his first album, Just Between Us. After that, Donald Byrd, who had a huge career in straight-ahead jazz, plays an electronic trumpet on his crossover album, Blackbird, of 1973. We'll be right back.
Check it out.
You've got electronic jazz hosted by Dr. Jazz on your radio today. Hiroshima, a fusion band from Los Angeles, made up mostly of Japanese Americans and using various traditional Japanese instruments, will start this set with One Fine Day from their LA release of 1994. Then sax and flute man Neji will take us to Japan with Tokyo Blue in 1990. And crossover trumpeter Maynard Ferguson will take us south of the border to Zihuatanejo from his High Voltage 2 album of 1989.
Oh,
We are enjoying electronic jazz today. Acoustic guitarist Peter White was born in Luton, England in 1954. He has released about 15 albums since 1990. Here's White in 2002 with Night After Night from his Here We Go album. Nigerian-born singer Sade recorded Hang On To Your Love in 1984 on her first album, Diamond Life. Then blues and jazz guitarist Robin Ford will do a live version of Indianola in 2009 from his Soul On 10 release. This last set of jazz electronica on this program will begin with saxophonist Warren Hill, born in Toronto, Canada in 1966, graduated from Berkeley in 1988, and has released over 10 smooth jazz albums. In 1993, Hill recorded Your Place or Mine on his Devotion album. Guitarist Lee Ritenour did Southwest Passage in 2006 on his Smoke and Mirrors album.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.